Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal joins us now. Good morning, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
Fridays are when we talk about the region's business news. There's a new prediction out about Sacramento's housing market. Apparently, it could see a modest deceleration next year.
Right. That's according to predictions released this week by researchers at Realtor.com, which is the online arm of the National Association of Realtors. Now, these predictions suggest that a lack of affordability has led many would-be homebuyers to gear back.
Yeah, it's definitely a huge issue. Is that the only reason, lack of affordability?
Well, researchers also say that Sacramento won't see as much job growth in the future. That takes away a reason for more people to move here. And there's another interesting takeaway. While millennials are expected to be the main driver in housing in many other markets, a slightly older demographic of 35 to 44-year-olds is expected to be a bigger sales force locally.
Well, what does this mean? Does this slowdown in growth mean that the housing market is headed into negative territory?
Not necessarily. Researchers from Realtor.com say that in many places, it's still very much a seller's market. But you're probably not surprised to hear that buyer sentiment is probably having the biggest effect when it comes to entry-level homes for first-time home buyers. Those buyers have seen prices and interest rates rise to levels they can't afford, leading many of them to delay buying.
In Elk Grove, there's more uncertainty surrounding that planned outlet mall after a development agreement for the project expired last week. What does that mean for the mall's future?
Well, that's unclear at this point. We've talked a lot about this project in the past. It's called the Outlet Collection at Elk Grove, and it's expected to fill an unfinished mall property that's visible from Highway 99 nearby. Now, after a development agreement expired last week, the Howard Hughes Corporation still owns the property, which remains zoned for a regional mall.
What's next? Any idea what the developer will do?
Well, as of earlier this week, representatives from Howard Hughes hadn't commented, but a spokeswoman for the city of Elk Grove says Howard Hughes has a variety of options, including bringing a new development proposal to the city or holding on to the property for another developer, among other options.
What about all the businesses that have signed on for the project?
Well, we've talked a lot about the casino that was expected to act as a catalyst for the development of the rest of the mall. Now, that casino is still happening, and its representatives say they hope to start construction next year and open by the end of 2020. We've also reported on food and retail tenants that are expected to join Elk Grove's outlet mall, ranging from a Nike store to a Dave & Buster's restaurant, which I wrote about in August. The status of those plans is unclear.
And it was a big week on the Sacramento food and drink scene with the debut of a new place in downtown called The Bank.
Yes, the project in the former D.O. Mills Bank building opened to the public this week. It includes three levels with various food and drink options. Among those options is a 68-tap vault in the basement. It has a self-pour setup and will likely be popular among many local beer fans.
Now, is this place all finished, all the construction done?
No, not quite. Several dining options ranging from burgers to street tacos are still in the works. But in addition to the bar options, current visitors to the bank can get quick serve food options such as poke and dessert.
Digital editor for the Sacramento Business Journal, Sonia Sorich, thank you.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business and follow us on Twitter as @capradionews.